Buonasera, my darling bambini. This is Sandra London, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. It is Sunday, June 10th, 2012, and I have a very exciting, stimulating, delightful show planned for you this evening. I will start off tonight's episode with Groovin' with You by Dub Seeds, and I'll be right back with you. Here you
one of those days. You know that I've been beat up and pushed around. You know that I've been twisted up in so many ways. There's a million things that I can't think of that I want to do with you. Summertime, baby, in the evening time is my favorite time to get a little time with you, yeah. Oh, and you know what I want to do, come on. Because the way you've been rocking and the way you've been moving, girl, you got me thinking I could be grooving with you, yeah. Well, I could be grooving. The way you've been hopping and the way you've been moving, ooh, little girl, I want to be grooving right now. So come on. Well, I could be grooving somehow. Ooh, you know that I could be grooving somehow. Well, I could be, oh, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Right.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sandra London on Playtime with Sandra Radio, broadcasting to you live from Southern California, and we actually have quite a bit of news going on. I'm still getting it all together. I was using my main computer, and I was restarting everything like not too long before the show. And I ran like a super anti-spyware thingy, and I had 484 adware threads. That's awful, isn't it? So yeah, all is well now, but that explains a little bit of the delay. But I'm going to give you one more song, and I have like a little bit of sports news for any of you listeners who have heard in the past my interview with Lamar Gafford. I waged a bet. And I also predicted who would be the final two teams for the NBA playoffs. And the bet is on. It is officially on. So seeing as how Miami won their last game against the Boston Celtics, then Lamar has Miami. I have Oklahoma. So who's with me? Yeah, we've got some stakes going as far as this playoff and what will end up happening. Who's going to be the champion of 2012 in the NBA? But yeah, I'll share news on the horse racing, the boxing, and I think there are a couple of other different interesting sports matches. But I'll run through those with you right after one more song. But let me give you Hail to the Thief by Wesley Harding. In the meanwhile, here you go.
Outside is living deep, dark.
was Hail to the Thief by Leslie Harding. You can listen to both more of his music and more of Dub Seeds at Naked Girls Radio at the conclusion of this show. Breaking news, though, my little love, my heart, Fedor, he is like jonesing for the Domino's that I ordered. So I'm going to have to go ahead and give, like, I guess a random shout out to Domino's. although if you hear any whining in the background, that's why. He's jumping really high, very high, dangerously high, close to the kitchen table, but I don't think he's going to reach it. So let's cross our fingers over here. Anyway, with those sports thingamajiggers I was going to get to, so where were we? Okay, so it'll be Miami Heat versus Oklahoma in the NBA playoffs, the finals. And for hockey, I saw this, what was it, the New Jersey Devils beat the LA Kings. The series is now 2-3 in favor of LA Kings. And that's in the best of seven series, as I'm learning, for the Stanley Cup. And Union Rags won the Belmont Stakes in the horse racing. So originally everybody was kind of rallying around behind the horse named I'll Have Another, but he retired shortly before this final horse race. So congratulations, Union Rags. Congratulations, New Jersey Devils. Congratulations, Miami. And am I forgetting something? Oh, you know, Pacquiao. Yeah, well, he didn't win, but a lot of people feel that he should have. So I'm going to say congratulations to both Pacquiao and Bradley. And seeing as how, what are we? This is June 10th. This weekend, we've had the LA Pride Festival here in California in West Hollywood. So all the streets were blocked off. There's plenty of people just all a flurry, all about partying, parading, cheering, and being happy. And what's better than that, huh? But anyways, I guess everything's going to, all the festivities will, like, wrap up this evening by about 11 p.m. Tonight. But they had different artists that were hanging around, such as Lil' Kim, actress and author Molly Ringwald, and scores of other people. And this was the 42nd LA Pride Festival. So, hey, congratulations, party people. Hope you're having fun out there. I'm stuck inside. I'm stuck inside in my apartment. But hey, what can I do? Alrighty. So, let's see. You know, I was looking through a couple different things. I know I mentioned in a previous episode that I had received a gift of erotica by E.E. Cummings. It's like a collection of a lot of his different erotic shorts. So hopefully I'll be able to get to that throughout tonight's broadcast, and I'd be happy to do a live reading of that for you all. I also have, like, just some cool, like, one of these books that I purchased in, where was this? Virginia was an erotic writing, erotic writer's guide to publishing and presenting erotica. And it has some really, really good info. It's written by the Circlet Press, and there's a portion of that I'd like to read. That may happen tonight, it may happen next week, but it will come to you, because I think a lot of people out there that may, you know, dibble-dabble a bit on their own time in writing erotica may benefit from it. I know I definitely did. And for those of you currently publishing or looking to expand your reach, I think you'd like it as well. So I'll do that. So it's kind of a toss-up. You can feel free to let me know and call in throughout this broadcast, which will be airing until 9:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time this evening. And that guest call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And, oh no, I hate breaking a little puppy's heart. He cannot have cheese. Yeah. I will be right back with a bit more news, moving away from sports here for a bit, with just news in general and all that. But let me go ahead and play Houdini Act by Mongrel, and I will be right back with you. Here you go. LGBT.com, but let me go ahead and give you some nice flashback erotica. There you go.
Hello. Hello. Is anybody out there? Woo. Hello. Is there anybody out there? Oh. It's Friday the 13th. And I could totally scare you right now. If you saw my hair. It's currently in witness protection program underneath a lovely red towel. Oh! What the freak, man? The freaks come out on Fridays. You want to see my towel? You can see my towel. I'm not freaking showing. Oh, my glasses still hold on. Okay, now I'm blind, but now you see a towel, and ZJ, and me, and I don't even know if I'm playing this correctly, because I'm blind, officially, right now. But I love you anyway.
That's on Skype.
Skype's downloading something weird. You know, they're just bought out by, like, I think Microsoft or somebody. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Scary. So scary. Anyway, I just turn on the webcam because that's how I do. Totally unscripted, unedited. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Not much right now. What? Okay, tell me, BJ, what would come out of my mouth if it were to come out? Food poisoning was yesterday, and I'm probably over that. I've been okay lately for the past 24 hours, let's say. Tell me, give me some ideas. What would come out of my mouth? Let me know.
Okay. I can't say it. I just can't.
Be
use your imagination.
Be poetic. What? Come on.
I'm not a poet.
Come now.
Yeah.
That's, come now.
That's one thing that might.
That's gross.
Well, I was trying to be.
I either swallow or gargle. You know that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I'm working on some videos for tonight. I need to figure out what to do with my hair. It's in hiding right now. I need to fix it. It's, like, not available for the viewing public at the MoMo. But soonish. I want to put something out, and maybe you'll see this. Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll see, like, you know, only the hair done stuff. But anyway, I did want to say hi. And I don't know, I suppose, okay, I was asked recently why so often I choose not to show my face, and that's usually because when I'm working, I'm in nerd mode, and to me that means UGMO mode, but I don't know, a lot of guys still find it hot when they happen upon me, but I don't, I'm like really vain, so I think it's weird sometimes. Anyway, so I'm usually wearing glasses, no makeup, and my hair could be any which way. So that's usually sometimes why. And then sometimes I kind of just want to see how expressive the body can be and the voice. Like, can you be lured in and captured by my voice, by ZJ's voice, by our body? And if I must say, I think it's kind of sexy, at least half the time. Or more. No, fuck. Freak that.
All the time.
All the time. All the time. What was I thinking? Always hot. Always hot. Somebody.
That's right.
Somebody in the world thinks I'm beautiful. And my boobs look massive right now.
It's fucking huge.
So who needs a face? Who needs a face when you got tatas like that? Am I right or am I wrong? Should I bust out in some French too? Tu veux entendre quelque chose très très sexy et chaud? Je peux parler toute la nuit comme ça. to Mundi. Okay? All right. Okay, don't leave English speakers. I'm done for now. So we'll hear more later. And
much more.
Let's show my profile. A little bit more. And I'm being nice. It's Friday the 13th, and I'm not going to scare you with what's underneath this towel. Wait,
yeah.
It looks like a larder.
Kiss
right it. There.
Kiss
it. Do I need to take my fucking pants off?
Mm-hmm.
I actually said not even swear word. Yeah. Okay, only a little bit, because this is, I'm trying to make this friendly. This is bald.
It's friendly to me.
Okay, as long as it's friendly to somebody.
You're
right.
Any help, right?
Okay.
You got to turn this.
More. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This robe name, that's
yeah. Okay. My pleasure. Excuse me, someone got through this. It's a dirty job.
Oh, my God.
It's dirty.
No, it's fresh and so clean. But it'll get dirty.
It will.
And approximately...
It's coming.
As soon as the camera goes
That's right.
What is it? Am I repping this brand? Yeah. What kind of towel is this? The freaking tag keeps showing all the time.
No, that's it.
No, it's made in... China! I'm repping China. Peace, China. I rep your towel. I need to turn this camera off because I am about to be too obscene. Happy Friday. Woo!
That was my audio version of French and Freaky Friday that was on my Sandra London TV channel. And so I hope you enjoyed that. That was filmed quite a while ago, like over a year and a half ago. But I had a lot of fun making it, and I'll be making a lot more very, very soon, and I'll let everybody know exactly when all of my former, like, nearly 90 videos that I had posted or available for viewing will be resurrected. But, yes, very, very, very soon. And let's see. You know what I want to do? I'm going to do this. I want to play another Lana Del Rey song like I did last week because she's awesome. And she was actually in L.A. for a concert or a couple of concerts last weekend. I don't know if she's still here or not, but, yeah, I wish I could have attended the concert, but I was there in spirit. But you guys will probably recognize this song, and it's called... Blue Jeans, and this is how I first ever, like, heard of her, was through the song. So here we go. That's Blue Jeans by Lana Del Rey, and then that interview will be coming to you shortly thereafter with Tina Rocks of JuggaLGBT.com. Thank you. That was Blue Jeans by one of my new favorite artists, Lana Del Rey. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. I will be calling up my special guest here very shortly. Just want to go ahead and give a proper introduction for my guest this evening. She goes by the name of Tina Rocks, and she's a part of the website Jugga, J-U-G-G-A, LGBT.com. I met her via Twitter, and so we've had endless discussions back and forth in 140 characters or less at a time for the better part of a year, or maybe even a bit longer. She's always been an awesome supporter and fan of mine and my work with adult media publishing, my photos, videos, all this stuff. And I've always thought that she's had the best spirit, the best enthusiasm for life, for fun, for consciousness, she's just an all-around awesome person. So I was really happy last year I was able to get her something off of her Amazon wish list as an early birthday present, just to say hello. And so I was able to give her a call about an hour, not even an hour, a half hour before tonight's broadcast. So it was the first time I actually spoke with her on the phone. And, I'm intrigued. I love her voice. I'd like to know more about her life and about the work that she does for the Jugga family. So I'm going to go ahead and give her a call here right now. Let's see. Alrighty. Here we go. Calling her up. Oh no. Let me try that one more time. Voila.
Hello.
How are you,
Hello.
Tina? It's me. It's Sandra.
I'm good.
London.
How are you?
I'm awesome. Have you been able to tune in a little bit beforehand?
I have been listening. I have to say that introduction is wow.
Oh.
I think you might have oversold me a bit. I don't know if I can live up to the hype.
Okay. Well, it's all on you now. You have the floor. You have the floor. There's so much that I'd like to know about you that I haven't been able to glean in 140 characters or less at a time. So I will be pleased to discover new information about you, and I'm sure my listeners will as well. But basically, I guess go ahead and let everybody know where you're calling from, or in which state.
I am in the upstate of South Carolina.
And what's it like out there, in general for you now? Did you grow up there? Were you born there?
Actually, no. I was born in Central Florida in a town called Lakeland. Most people actually miss the town of Lakeland because it sits right in between Tampa Bay and Orlando. So a lot of people miss that. They either hit Orlando or they hit Tampa, and they know about those.
How far is it from Tampa exactly?
It is dead in the middle between Orlando and Tampa, so you're looking at about an hour, hour and a half either direction.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Yeah, I was trying to, think if any of the clubs that I went, where I went during Night Moves Awards, if any of those were in Lakeland, because it sounds so familiar, but I'm not sure. Is it just a small little town, or is it decent size suburb?
It's pretty decent size, but it doesn't get overshadowed because it's in between Tampa and Orlando. So you got all the parks on one side, and you got the ocean on the other.
Yeah.
But
what brought you to South Carolina?
We moved to South Carolina because my parents split up when I was fairly young, and you know, just kind of went their own separate directions and whatever. And when my mother remarried, we ended up here in South Carolina. And okay. I've been here for about 20 years. I run away every once in a while and move to other awesome places like Savannah, Georgia. Favorite place I've ever lived.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, all right. Yeah, for listeners.
I was so aggravated with you when you went, and I was like, right after
me. I know, you're like, you could have met up with me out there. Yeah, for anybody listening.
I could have shown you all the great stuff that you don't get to see if you don't know where you're looking.
Well, I saw something that most people probably not be able to see, which was Troy Davis' burial ground, I guess. They were still gathering the funds to do his testament, but I was able to go, like, one of the funeral, or not funeral director, the cemetery director people walked us out to where we were able to go to the plot where there were flowers, and his mother had a plaque that was, you know, close to where his body was buried. They were able to actually just see the actual spot there, and they may have already built over it by now. I'm not quite certain, but I guess.
I wanted to get back down there for that so bad, and it just didn't work out for me. But
yeah, well,
it's things like that. That's why I love Savannah so much, was the spirit of that town. I mean,
it's a beautiful town. I like it a lot.
It is.
Yeah. I don't know. How long did you live there when you lived there?
I was down there for about 4 years. Yeah, it was it was one of those things. I got to town, and the minute I set foot on Savannah soil, I was like, I'm home. it was one of those feelings that you sometimes get about a place. I was like, as soon as I get a chance, I'm going back. South Carolina is not the place for me at all.
Oh, no. Well, I told you, you have an open invitation to come out here to California. You can stay in my second bedroom anytime. You can come visit. It would be awesome.
That is definitely something I do plan on doing, because, like I said, I've never actually made it out to the coast, and I've always wanted to.
Well, what's the closest you've come to out here on the Pacific?
The furthest west I have been is Chicago.
Oh, no. That is unacceptable.
Very unacceptable. I am not as traveled as I would love to be. Because I love, you know, just getting in the car or whatever and just going. You know, having plans sometimes. Just go, you know.
Right. Well, if you insist on driving, then once all the gas prices start tumbling down, then...
Pop
back in and get to the road and come on out here. But otherwise, I don't know.
Have to drive anymore, because I recently took a trip up to Wilmington, North Carolina, to visit two of the other members of the Jugga LGBT staff, Ashley and Lindsay. And I went by train. I've never been
How
on a train
that?
Before.
Was it with Amtrak or one of those?
It was. It was with Amtrak. Like I said, I'd never been on a train before. Didn't really know what to expect. You know? I have to say, train is the most comfortable way I've ever traveled.
I am so happy that you said that, because I enjoyed my train ride as well. I was going from, New Jersey to Albany, New York, and it was awesome. I loved it. I'm like, ooh, if only the internet would work, then it would be heaven. But it didn't work.
That is one thing that Amtrak does need to step their game up on. They got to get some more Wi-Fi going on.
Yeah.
Because I had a layover in Charlotte on the way up, and between Greenville and Charlotte, the train that I was on didn't have Wi-Fi. But between Charlotte and Wilmington, they did.
But it
was so comfortable, and I was in business class. So, you know, free drinks, laid back. Like, I'm a fairly tall woman. I'm just over 6 foot. I'm 6'1". So, like, yeah. Public transportation tends to get very cramped for me, you know, because it's all leg.
And so you got like an instant upgrade to business because of your height, or what?
Don't get me wrong. Even in coach class, because I was in coach between, and because the train between Greenville and Charlotte doesn't have a business class, it's all coach. Even in coach, I was very comfortable. I had more than enough leg room, and I was like, wow, like this is awesome. Because I don't like to fly. Yeah.
Yeah, I've flown a heck of a lot more than probably the average person, but at the same time, lately, even without meaning to, like I've had like weird, like I feel really sorry for like flight attendants and pilots and anybody who has to be in the air like as their job, like daily basically, with who knows, like random, you know, assortments of people day in and day out. Because yeah, there was once where I'm like, wait, Miguel on the plane, and I just start like near panic attack, like quiet but like kind of like, oh my goodness, like just afraid for no reason, like there's no actual reason behind it. I just had the willies. And that's rare, because this was like, that was for domestic flights. And I've been to Europe tons of times where it's several hours, where if you're, you know, anxious for any reason, you have to deal with that for 10 or 12 hours, not like 5. And so I don't know. I feel for all the freaks on a plane stories. Not all of them, but a lot of them. I can sort of empathize a bit.
I think for me, it's just that feeling of being so far out of control of what's going on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have no options.
Yeah.
And I think my biggest problem is the fact that I've never actually been on, like, a bigger jet, like a 757 or anything like that. I've been on the smaller, like, 100-seat planes, you know? And every time I fly, there's turbulence. There's bad weather. There's, you know, all that. And I'm just like, ah. I flew back up to Greenville while I was living in Savannah for Christmas one year, and we laid over in Atlanta. Coming into Atlanta, we hit the headwind. So turbulence, you know, dropped 15 feet at one point, and I was like, no. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll be better on the way out up to Greenville. No, because the wind started to change directions on me.
that's when it's good. That's when it's really good to have business or first class, because then you get all the free drinks you can stand, and you're in the air. We have all the more reason to want to chill out.
I would trust me, I was pounding down the rum and coke in the airport lounge before we ever got on the plane.
Right on.
So I knew it was coming. I'm just like, no, this is not going to be good for me.
So, let's see. Are we getting off track here? No.
I think we did.
It's okay. We'll work our way back around. There's actually somebody calling in. I don't even know where. So let's see. Maybe they're gonna tell us, hey, you guys, like, can you like talk about some sexy stuff or what? Hold on. I'm gonna go ahead and answer. Let's see. This is Playtime with Sandra Radio. Sandra London speaking. Who's calling?
Patrick Bateman.
Hello, Patrick Bateman. How are you?
I thought it was Dorcia. I was trying to get a reservation for two.
Dorcia, it's not possible. I'm so sorry.
Are you guys booked?
Oh, yeah, we're pretty full here.
Oh,
you can stick around for dessert if you want.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, Tina, this is Patrick Bateman, a.k.a. Legal Eagle Boy.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you have a question, mister? Are you bumping into our girl talk or what? Like, what's the deal?
I'm bumping in.
You?
Bumping in to throw you off.
Okay. All right. Well, I think American Psychos are sexy, so you can stick around if you'd like.
Well, I have to go tend to the heads that are stuck in my freezer right now, so I'll let you guys go.
If you must.
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want them to get freezer burned, and then you know, because then they're just bad.
Exactly. All right. You guys have a good night.
You too.
Good evening.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Oh! Oh, my goodness. You're so silly. Yes, yes. Speaking of freezer burn, now, are you on Huffington Post by chance? Like, do you go on there? Like, you know how you can connect your Twitter accounts and all these different things?
We are on there, actually.
Oh, okay. I'm on there.
When we do our new stuff, we pull a lot of stuff off of HuffPo.
Yeah, I actually posted, like, a reply to something that pertained to last week's episode where we were talking about, like, the cannibals, the recent spike in cannibalism in our country, and, yeah.
The zombie apocalypse is coming. It is now, people. Get ready.
It's here to stay, but it's pretty, yeah. Wait, what was the point? Oh, yeah, so the point was... that the guy in Florida, your neck of the woods, your hometown, or your not your hometown, my bad, your neck of the woods anyways, as far as...
He was fairly close to my hometown. That was kind of scary.
Well, Miami regions, he didn't have any, like, two front teeth, and so I was commenting on some person, like, how can you eat somebody if you don't have your two front teeth? So I described the ways that might happen, especially because he had two gold teeth, or a few gold teeth in his pocket. Anyway, what that has to do is freezer burn, the world may never know, but I think maybe the coroner could help us out with that, because he was the one that was reporting. It was, like, based on an article that was the coroner was talking about. Anyway, he did throw me off. Oh, my God. Yeah. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah, we weren't off track before. Freezer.
Yes.
We kept it ahead. Now we're off track.
We're going to get it back right. We're going to get it back right where it belongs. yeah, whatever. Okay, so, yes, please tell my listeners about your site, and I want to know more about it as well. Yeah, JuggaLGBT.com, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And what's this about you, like, gathering funding for projects and stuff like that? I'm curious to know, like, what sort of events are you planning and what kind of goals are you shooting for with the website?
Well, First, we got to break down what the name of the website actually means, because I'm sure not all of your listeners are going to be familiar with the term juggalo. Some of them maybe, and I can hear them all now, like, turning off your show. So I'm sorry if your listeners go down.
Oh no! Do go on. Please explain what the term jugga means for those who are unaware.
A juggalo is an avid fan of the label Psychopathic Records and the artists that are on that, which would be, like, Insane Clown Posse, Twisted, Anybody Killa, Blaze Dead Homie. Actually, Vanilla Ice just signed to them last year.
Are you so serious?
Late last year, earlier this year? I'm serious.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah. I've still got a lot of love in my heart for Vanilla Ice. I really do.
I don't know if I do or not. You know, I was an impressionable youth when he was, like, all on the airwaves, everywhere, every which where. I think I did have a lunch pail box.
And we all had the To the Extreme cassette. We all had it.
Well, I had either him, Sir Mix-a-Lot, or New Kids on the Block, so that's how I rolled back then.
I can't lie. I had all three of them.
Okay.
And I
you're
did.
A big fan to this day, like, you're diehard.
To this day.
Stone cold.
It's like what I love about Vanilla Ice, and I know it's something that people still, you know, actually pick on him about. He's never really stuck to one thing. You know, he's always evolved. He's always experimented, and I love that. Anybody that's like, nah, I'm going to try this. If it don't work, oh well, you know?
Right. That's what an artist does, right? I can understand
exactly.
That.
But
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I'm getting
Liverpool.
Off track again.
No. We're still there. So Jega refers to stone cold diehard fans of certain types of artists.
Exactly.
Notably. And then Insane Clown Posse. I have to like pick my brain for that because I don't remember much about whether I like them or not. I'm just going to be honest, but I will listen to all these, you know, all these bands and groups. Did you say Twisted was one of them?
Yeah. T-W-I-Z-T-I-D.
Twisted. Okay. I like spelling already.
Personally, they're my favorites on the label. I've spent a lot of time actually conversing with them on Twitter.
I'm gonna tune in if I'm digging it. I'll do a tribute video. I promise.
Awesome.
Put it on
again, I mean, they're another one of those artists. They don't stick to one thing. Every CD they put out is completely different from the last one. And you can go from one track to the next, and you'll have like a club type song, and then you'll have a rock type song, and then you'll have a pure hip hop type song. But it's all got a great continuity to it, but it's all different at the same time.
Okay. And then
basically, I think the best way to put it is the Juggalo will go out there and find their own music. You know, they don't necessarily go, oh, okay, what's on the top 40? You know, they
right.
find what speaks to them.
Right. Okay, and then as far as LGBT, now I know what it means, although I had to actually explain it to two of my friends today. I was actually, like, surprised that I just assumed that they would know. But
you know, I get that question a lot more than I really thought I would in this day and age. I've had so many people like message me and go, "What does the LGBT mark mean in the name?" And I'm like, "Lesbian, gay, bi, and transgender."
Right.
And there's a lot of people out there that you know put up, you know,
like,
LGBTQ
does that
and all
like
that.
All
and I'm
together,
just like,
all at one time. Are they still confused, or do they get it after that?
Most people will get it when they ask me what the LGBT part means because you know,
right.
the vast majority of our followers and supporters are Juggalos. And honestly, I kind of hate to admit it, but it surprised me a little bit because you know, Juggalos have that reputation of being homophobic. And
really?
Yeah. And if you look at you know, the vast majority of mainstream news that focuses on Juggalos is negative. You know, there's the FBI recently classified us as a gang late last year, which most of us find hilarious.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
They actually consider us a hybrid gang because there's no clear power structure, which is just ridiculous to me. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're so like the Bloods and the Crips and everything. Whatever. Yeah, I'm sure, especially you know, being in LA,
well,
you know what
there,
I'm.
Is there any legitimacy to their fears, even if they're overblown? Like, have people committed crimes in the name of Jugga?
I mean, with any group. And this is the point that most of us are trying to make. If you look at any group that's big enough, you're going to find the bad apples. All it takes is looking. You know, yeah. Has there been Juggalos that have committed murder, rape, you know, small, you know, petty theft, whatever? Yeah.
Can you name some? Sorry.
I mean, I don't know any of them personally.
No. I didn't mean like that.
Let me
be clear. I'm like a true crime fan, so that is.
Yeah, no,
I'm
the same way.
But you know,
it's ridiculously easy to find online. It really is.
Huh. Okay, I will look it up.
But
I apologize. Let's move.
No.
It's like the awesome stuff.
Yeah, but. What drives us crazy is, you know, I mean, we're just a group of fans, like, say, the Kiss Army. You know, honestly, you would have to say that that's what we're most like, is the Kiss Army. You know, because the face paint and all that kind of stuff.
What is the Kiss Army? Because I don't, you mean Kiss fans?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I'm a little
scared. Yeah, they call themselves the Kiss Army.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Well,
if you look at it, it's a lot. It's very similar because, you know, they dress up like the band and all that kind of good stuff. What drives me crazy about it, though, is that they've never been called a gang, but they're really the same kind of group that we are. And if you look, you'll find fans of Kiss that have committed all kinds of heinous acts.
Okay.
Nobody really worries about a Kiss fan.
I'm trying to make my own random association. So then would a similar thing be like GWAR? Like,
yeah.
GWAR fan people? Woodstock?
Yes.
Burning Man? It's an assembly of people all that like to hang out or something.
Exactly.
Right.
Or, you know, say Deadheads or, you know, Slipknot fans, maggots, you know.
Mm.
We're just avid fans. That's all it is. And like I said, any group, you're going to have bad apples.
Okay, and so then what would you say that adding the sexuality emphasis brings to your particular group, combining both juggalos, juggalettes, and the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community? What is your ultimate sort of, thesis or something?
The ultimate goal is to not exist. Which is, I know.
The
kinda...
Matrix.
No. it's reaching that point.
Sorry, I'm being ridiculous.
No, that was awesome. Love it. It's reaching that point of acceptance on both sides that there's no need for us anymore. You know? Because I had myself pretty much figured out.
But at the same time, sorry to interrupt, I understand that the ultimate goal would be to not have to define yourselves by your sexuality. But at the same time, you know, we have magazines that are putting our president on the cover saying, doing mass propaganda, both in glowing support for, all sexualities and also in a mocking, like, satire type of thing that you wouldn't think would need to happen in 2012, I guess.
It's crazy to me that, it's 2012 and we're still fighting.
Right.
A few people have said to us, well, you know, you've got GLAAD out there, you got NOM and all that, all these other groups. And I'm like, you know what? What I've experienced personally since I started doing LGBT, because, if you're talking to Doug LGBT on Twitter, you're talking to me 99% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
What I have experienced personally is that there's a huge group on both sides of the line, both juggalos and LGBT advocates, that don't take us seriously.
Right.
Either, because we're LGBT or because we're juggalos. You know, that reputation precedes us on both sides. You know?
Huh.
And now granted, there's also a huge group that is very behind us in what we're trying to do. Excuse me. And we've got some quiet supporters, and I think that's one that aggravates me. You know, it's like they follow us, they never say anything to us, you know. Or we'll hit about, like, hey, can you help us spread the word about about either this fundraiser or, hey, we're doing this giveaway. Would you mind just, hitting the retweet button? Less than a second of work, no response.
Are you able to gauge any other sort of receptivity, like as far as analytics to your actual site? So maybe they're too timid to promote to their crowd of friends and followers, but maybe they check out, you know, different links and things on their own time. Do you see this at all, or do you track that in any way to sort of see, are you being at least effective in the people that you reach, I guess not individually, but, you know, those people on their own time, even if they're not so willing to in turn spread the word and act as promoter
yeah.
or silent fan, this kind of thing?
Yeah, no, what I've noticed is if we manage to get somebody big on either side of that line, our numbers jump. Immediately our numbers jump. And I would say a good 75 to 80% of those people stick around with us. Because one thing I have tried to do with the Twitter account is it's not all, oh, my God, this awful LGBT thing happened, or, hey, this juggalo thing happened, or what. I talk about normal stuff. It's not juggalo LGBT 24/7. I put myself out there. And the reason I do that is because I'm a normal person. At the end of the day, I'm a normal person. And it's important to me that people see that. Not just for me, but for the community at large. We're all just people at the end of the day, you know. And very easy to get along with and all that kind of good stuff. But,
well, I guess as far as in your daily life, aside from, you know, the online world, do you encounter any of the same difficulties, like with new people or with different crowds of friends, where some friends are fine, but, you know, maybe they're less open to introducing you to certain friends they have, or are all your friends? They're like, you're welcome everywhere, like anywhere I'm going, you're coming with. Or are there some people, do you think, that shield or want you to limit the expression of who you are, anyway?
Before I answer that question, I think we need to back up just a little bit.
Okay.
And
yes.
let your listeners know just a little bit more about me.
Yes.
What everybody needs to understand, I am transsexual. I am male to female. I am pre-op at this point. When I decided to finally, you know, be honest with myself and everybody around me, I thought I had reactions figured out. I really did. I was like, okay, I know this person's going to do this and this person's going to do this. I could not have been more wrong. And that has been the overwhelming pattern. There's no way to predict what's going to happen from one day, you know, from one moment to the next.
And how long ago was this that you started to, you know, open up to your family and friends, or...
I have been living full-time for 4.5 years now.
Yeah.
And it's still, especially with my family, it's a day-to-day kind of struggle, you know.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, going out in the public, especially with a lot of the stuff you can read online about, you know, about the stuff that happens, it's a scary thing. And, you know, so when I started juggalo LGBT a year ago, I was sitting at a point in my life, where I'd gone through about 3 solid weeks of every time I went out, something bad happened. Not to the point of physical assault, mostly words, you know, stuff like that.
People following you, like, somebody
yeah.
stalking you, or this kind of...
I've had a few people.
You're a little bit in the Bible Belt too, right? Or am I wrong?
Exactly.
Okay.
If anybody knows the term Bob Jones country, I am literally 10 minutes, or actually less, depending on how you drive, from Bob Jones University.
Oh wow.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about a man that got Korn and Rob Zombie banned from South Carolina for 5 years. Yeah. I mean,
what an asshole.
Exactly. And his whole reason for this was because he had made it a rule that none of his none of the students could go to this concert. And if anybody saw that tour.
Wait, okay, but that's ridiculous. So can you imagine though, at the same time, like, oh, anybody that goes, you're gonna get in trouble, so then they have to have people go to watch other people possibly go. See how random this
well,
is? Really?
They almost got away with it. What happened was two of his female students went to this concert. And like I said, if anybody went to any of the shows on the tour, it was an awesome, awesome concert.
I like Korn.
Love Korn. Actually got to meet Rob Zombie backstage. Very nice guy. Didn't recognize him without his dreads, which was weird. But
no, he's sexy without his dreads. He's kind of cute.
Definitely. I just didn't realize it was him at first. It took me a second, and then he said something. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
But like I said, two of his female students went to this concert, and they proceeded to get themselves arrested at this concert for public indecency.
Wow.
So that's how Bob Jones found out.
Were they naked?
They were in a skybox going at it.
Wait, one more time. They were in a skybox doing what?
Having sex.
Acid?
No, having sex. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said
having
doing
sex.
A, like, as an acid. I was like, oh, I couldn't imagine
no.
Publicly indecent.
They might have been. I mean, they looked pretty fucked up when I walked past them.
Okay.
They were at least very, very drunk.
Well, then I can't really defend them because that too is not quite nice. Has sex in an open, wide space of a concert. That's not nice.
Now, when I tell the story, I have never once defended what they did. But at the same time, is that Korn's fault? Is that Rob's fault? No.
No.
And it was actually
fault,
it was a huge debate down here. Like, you know, all the radio stations were covering it. And the one thing that got me was one of the security guards that worked that show called in to one of the radio shows that was talking about it, and he was like, listen, he was like, everybody's trying to paint this as the crowd got out of control, and it's not. Because that crowd was actually more respectful and had a calmer mosh pit than we've ever seen before. They were talking about the Charlie Daniels band fucking got a more honorary crowd than Korn and Rob Zombie did. And Korn and Zombie sold out that venue.
Korn and Rob Zombie people are already free enough in their own time that they don't have as much energy pent up as the other band people, whatever they were.
Exactly. And I was like right beside one of the mosh pits, and it was the only pit I've ever seen that when somebody fell, everybody stopped and got that person up and out of the way. You know, I've been to plenty of concerts in my life. That's the only time I've seen it.
Right. Huh. Well, yes, Bob Jones. We live 10 minute drive from there.
Yeah.
And but yet, on the other hand, I don't know, like how close knit the LGBT community is in South Carolina, but I was just trying to, you know, do something that resembled research, and I see that you have, like, South Carolina Pride, a radio show that
mm-hmm. Most of those groups are either in Columbia, which is in the middle of the state, or they're Charleston, which is down on the coast.
I've been to Charleston. I love Charleston. I need to go
love
back.
Charleston.
I need to go to the French Quarter some more and see some of the architecture. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
I took pictures and, like, these little navy bars. And,
What I've noticed about being in the upstate of South Carolina, we're here. There's no denying that we're here. But we're all scattered. And there's not a real good, close-knit community up here. There's not. And honestly, I do think a lot of it has to do with Bob Jones.
The major, major cities, that's about the only place you can just relax a little bit.
Exactly.
I see.
Greenville is still stuck in that big little town kind of mentality. Because, I mean, it covers a lot of square mileage. There's a huge population here, honestly. But it's still a very small town at the same time.
Yeah, and you've been there for 20 years, right? So you've seen it, fluctuate? Has it gone from, like, double, triple population or, like, new strip malls and convenience stores?
Oh yeah, it's constantly changing. It's like when BMW decided to put a plant in America, they actually put it about 20 miles down the road. So, you know, like the stateside BMW plant is one town over in Greer.
Can you just go over there and pick one up for me real quick, please?
if you send me the money, I will drive it to you.
Yeah, let me get back to you on that one. Well, okay, send him my link.
There you go.
Maybe they'll show me. I just love BMW. Sorry. Anyways. Yeah.
I don't blame you. But on their one-year anniversary, they actually had a parade of Z3s through downtown.
Oh.
Drool as they go by.
Did you take some pictures?
This was years ago. Couldn't even tell you where they're at anymore.
Darn it.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, new business is constantly coming in. Like, Amazon is trying to put one of their distribution plants down here. So, I mean, you know, it's been a steady increase of population, but the attitude has not changed, and it's trippy, you know? Because, like, you flip that, and you go down to a town like Savannah, and, you know, you've been there. It's a very small town.
Yes.
You know, I think the tallest building there is maybe, 10, 15 stories, maybe, and it's downtown.
Yeah. Yeah, you can see it. You can see it. It stands out above all others.
I think the tallest building down there is the DoubleTree Hotel.
I think I walked past it. Yeah. Their little boat, their little dinner boat thingy. That was fun.
Yeah. But it's got the more big city mentality. And it's very, very easy to...
Yeah. Well, you need more high-end hotels then in Greenville, maybe. Is that it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I know that there are plenty of tourists. They have, a very active tourist section of town with a lot of souvenirs and kitsch and all these kind of things. So as trivial and as annoying as they can be for locals, at the same time, I think that kind of, in turn, over decades, sort of just lends to, we're going to see just about anything, and our tourism revenue depends on it. So it doesn't even really, it's not economically viable to be a prick or close-minded. So,
trust me, the Savannah locals are still mean. They really are.
If you put an economic reason behind it, you can achieve any kind of quality.
It's one of those things where it goes from from outright spoken to whispered behind everybody's back once summer rolls around and tour season starts. Everybody just starts grumbling to themselves.
Kind of. Yes. Yes, we're all just a mixed bag of nuts anyway. Right? Everyone. No one is exempt.
No, no.
All right. Anyway,
you can't even live down there for a good long while and still be considered a Savannah, and you have to be born and bred in Savannah for them to like you.
Probably, but they'll still take your dollars and they'll smile.
They like your money.
I like their hotel. That's cool. It's even exchange, it's all good.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you, the next time you go down to Savannah, the hotel I suggest staying in is the Avia.
Ooh, okay. Where is that in relation to the mansion?
It's actually that main drag that's... Okay, you know where River Street is, obviously.
Yes, yes.
Okay, and then one street back from that is Broughton.
Okay.
On Broughton... almost dead in the center of Broughton, you'll see the Five Guys, Burgers and Fries.
Okay,
the Avia is actually...
It's near a bunch of bars.
It's...
well, I just... I
It's actually pretty easy to find from all the bars. So.
Well, I'm saying, like, okay, so coming from the steamboat dinner boat thingy, which was a lot of fun. Like, it just puppy quiet. It just started like hailing and thundering and just all kinds of craziness. Like, and I had no jacket, and so I had to run in to the first available open thing I could find directly away from the docks, and it was a bar. So, and there was more than one, but that was the first, like, most lit one. That's why I ask.
I do believe, from what you're saying, you ended up in the warehouse, which is actually one of my favorite little dive bars down there.
Oh, it was fun. But, yeah, I just wanted to get warm. So it's like walking in drenched, like completely soaked with no jacket with a tight little dress on, like grabbing, reaching for paper towels, like off the table going, sorry, excuse me, like wiping like my breasts and my glasses because I was blind.
That was definitely the warehouse.
Okay. Well, hello, warehouse. Thank you for your paper towels.
I guess, if you come off the dinner boat and you go straight up to Broughton, you'll see Five Guys, and the Avia is directly behind it. It's really something you can't miss because it's almost as big as the Double Train, but it's much nicer.
Oh.
Much
will
nicer.
Will do. Promise.
You get up in the morning and they got chefs on staff for breakfast. None of that continental bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Like a manned omelet bar and everything. I know. I stayed there for 2 days a few years ago and I dropped $1,000. Easy, didn't even care.
What? Okay, please tell me that was at least like 2 bottles of some sort of wine.
Oh, that was like room service.
It's $1,000.
The nicest room and all that kind of good stuff. It was.
I can't do that.
Don't let me scare you off. It's actually very reasonably priced. Like I said, that was, we ate all our meals there.
I believe you.
Everything.
Did the whole grand go to food? That's just not.
Okay, I'm like,
I know you're 6 feet tall, Tina, but seriously,
No. Okay. The area that they have the breakfast and all that in, at night it becomes a bar.
Okay, all right.
So, there was much alcohol to be had and all that kind of good stuff.
Okay.
It was Valentine's weekend, so, you know.
Ooh. Did you get cozy and naughty? And wonderful, and
because all the beds are California King, and they're the most comfortable damn beds I've ever been in. And shower caves. They don't have regular damn showers; they have shower caves.
Wait, okay. Describe. What does this mean?
You walk in, it's the multi-position shower head and everything, and it's
you have multi-position, multi-directional.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Much fun to be had. And like I said, it's it's deeply recessed, so it's actually a cave.
A cave.
Yeah.
So it's like your own little mini spa in your room.
Pretty much.
Or is that in spa? Wait, hold on.
There is more than enough room for more than one person.
Okay, how about three?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely, right, definitely can fit three people in there comfortably.
Sold. You got yourself a deal, man. I'm going to go ahead and check it out. I'm going to bring 2 amigos, and we're going to test out that multi-directional stream of moisture. Okay, I'm.
But yeah, we certainly did get off track on that one.
But that was a delightful segue into.
Yes.
Have failed to play a song for a good long while because I've been having such an interesting time right now. Will you hold on with me real quick? I'm going to play a song. And wait, I'm going to pick a watery song. Where's the watery song? I think I played a watery song last time, though, so this is... forget it. Yeah, I played Rain last time. I'm going to have to play them next week. I'm just going to play a song. So I'm going to play The Excuse by Kyle Young, and I will be right back with you, Tina. One minute.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time was sane, and I one day and I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time was sane, and I one day and I.
Whatever it takes, I'm gonna grace the place with the ace of space till I make a break. Go till I see the sign like ace of base. When I find it, it's blinding, like place some shades on my ocular. Can't stop seeing spots because I was sponsored by the vodka till I stopped popping pops for her. Got 1,000 offers served, got tired of seeing officers. Now I rock binoculars far into the future. DeLorean, deliria, historian, hysteria, involved in the interior. Watching Alice balance the five islands of America. Lost it all in there, it was my conscience, wasn't very loved. But I still go the high road, cut down the amount that I smoke. Sober but simo, spontaneous, I'm not blaming shit. After all, it's my life, that's why I'm saying this.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time was sane, and I one day and I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time was sane, and I one day and I.
Crushed up, cut up, quick up the nose. Love struck, tongue stuck, sticks to the soul. It depends on the dose, will it rip in a hole? Bigger it gets, swifter than a flip of a switch. Risking a load, ending is the riches and gold. And among many bumps with the internet toe, the ribbons will flow, straight to where the pigeons will go. In the river and a cove, into victory's road. Kicking the dough, don't enter like a bitch to the pro. Take a stand like the landlord, rent doesn't know. With the handle of a damn sword, give him a show. You're a candle or a lantern, give it a glow, live it a blow. Bam, bam, bigger to low. Put my best can on rigmarole. Me and crazy go together like winter and snow. I'll eventually slow in a century though.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time was sane, and I one day and I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time was sane, and I one day.
Song The Excuse, and I am Sandra London, and I'm back with Tina Rocks of JuggaLGBT.com. Hello there.
Hello.
Oh, yes, so we were talking about wetness, were we?
Yes, we were.
Okay, so please tell my listeners what excites you, what thrills you, what drives your fantasies, and about peace on earth, please.
I'm finding the urge to give like the beauty contestant answer to that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, like just don't go all Pretty Woman on me, like. Whoever, what is it? One of the Miss USA people. Anyway, yes. Please tell me. What are you?
Also, I think the same idea drives me in everything I do, as that I can sit back and I can see the potential for everybody to just be able to live the life they want to live. You know. You know, it's the same thing that made me, you start and talk LGBT. I was sitting there and I was like, you know what? I know the vast majority of juggalos are more than capable of getting together, mobilizing, and making a change in this world, and a positive change in this world. And all it's going to take is somebody to go, hey, something needs to be done, you know?
Right.
Because way too often you hear just tragic stories, and you shouldn't, you know?
That's true.
And it's all born out of ignorance.
Well,
my best friends in the world are the exact same people that society looks on and just dismisses. And I'm like, you are missing out so hard on some awesome people. You know?
Well, I want to know more about these people because I want to know what turns you on. Because the more happiness that we can spread in the world, the better. And
exactly.
I like to know what turns people on now. I'm still want to know. You're not getting out of that question, Missy. What's hot to you?
Intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
When you can see that intelligence in somebody's eyes, the package becomes so secondary. You know? If I can have an awesome conversation with you, that's going to turn me on so much faster than having a great body or anything like that, you know? Now, don't get me wrong. Great body's nice, you know, it's a nice bonus.
Yeah, I don't want to get you wrong, so I need to be more descriptive. Come on. What's a hot body? What's a hot body anyway? Huh? Pretty eyes. Nice cheekbones. Pretty lips.
Well, if we're talking about women, because I'm pansexual as well.
Ooh.
Which for those that don't know, pansexual. I don't care if you're male or female or you know how you identify yourself. Anything. Do you have potential in my eyes?
Yes. As long as you're
for women. Exactly. I'm almost 30. I don't need to be spending any time in jail, so I will ID you if I have a reason to question.
You know, they got really good fake IDs these days. I don't know. I look for age. I look for like some spice, some like gray hair.
You do have to be careful these days. Fortunately, I worked in gas stations when I was younger, so like I was trained by law enforcement to spot fake IDs. No, but for women in particular, it's the hips.
Ooh, tata.
Because being transgendered, it's always fascinated me. Because between a woman's hips is the entire universe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's her heart. Right?
Some of the greatest things in the world happen between a woman's hips.
Oh, yes. Lots of moisture can occur in her rug.
Exactly.
I agree. I tend to agree. And, yeah. I don't know. I guess since in the interest of full disclosure here, being that you're pansexual, I suppose you can delight in the fact that I too love boobs. Although I predominantly love cock, I love looking at girls' breasts. Like, I think it's awesome. Like, it is a beautiful thing.
It is.
It's very sexy. I can appreciate the female form. I love me some Cockasaurus. that's my undying preference, but I like people who have very liberal, open-minded attitudes towards sexuality, towards life, towards
spirituality,
towards just like just a curiosity for like everything there is to know about living.
That's thirst.
Yeah, we only know for now that we have one life. We may have more. We may have already had a few. But right now, we have the here and now, yes. And while I'm here, I wanna be able to say, je ne regrette rien. I do not regret anything upon my deathbed. So, yes, I think you're awesome, Tina. You're super cool.
I never react well to people telling me.
Sorry. Well, how'd you like that gift I gave you anyway for your birthday?
I love that. I please tell me I didn't forget to tell you thank you. Because I did love that.
No, you did. You totally did.
Okay.
And I saw the picture. Yes, it's beautiful. Lovely, lovely nail polish. And I got pictures of it. I still have it. I've had 3 computers since I've known you, so it's on my flash drive now. It's there. I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it like tonight or tomorrow so everybody can see the lovely artistry. But, so we're coming down to the end of tonight's show. I'd love to have you on again.
Anytime.
And, you're awesome. Everybody feel free to check out Jugga, JUGGALGBT.com to see everything Tina Rocks and her crew have going on with the Jugga family and the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community and their supporters. So, check it out.
And if you could spare that couple bucks, please hit the donate button, because the big thing that we're trying to... The big thing that we're trying to do right now, Psychopathic Records has an annual festival every year, and it's in Illinois. And we know that being a predominantly, we're a small crew. There's only 3 of us. We're predominantly online. We're not going to reach everybody. We know this. But a lot of people go to this festival every year. I mean, you're talking tens of thousands of people go to this every year. And our biggest goal right now, the reason that we're doing the fundraiser, is so that we can go ourselves and set up and do LGBT outreach. Because, I mean, there's still so many people out there that are scared. They're terrified to come out. And, you know, we got to get up there and let them know that, hey, there is a network of support out here. There are some very, very awesome people on our side, you know.
Yeah, so everybody out there, if you have some to spare, please lend a helping hand to their crew, and if you can, head out there to Illinois and join the human community all together, having fun, making moves. So as I bring this evening to a close, feel free to check out more Playtime with Sandra Radio on NakedGirlsRadio.com, and you can check out more of, my pictures, video clips, my postings, a lot of things on toliveandgrindinla.com, and my Twitter at I'm Sandra London, and... Yeah, and check out, everything I just said. And
basically, you're already on the net. Just start clicking links now.
just look on a page somewhere. Look from whence you came and go further into the web of the world. Okay, and yes, have a good evening. Buonasera, gute Nacht, au revoir, and I love you all. Good night.
Hello, all you sexy Naked Girls Radio listeners. Have yourself
and make it day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.